The reading today is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, which can be found on page 966 of the Red Bibles. Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
You might like to open your Bibles up to page 966 if you've closed them. We're going to have a look at that account of the visit of the Magi to the baby Jesus in just a second. Before we do anything else, though, should I pray for us? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, help us to listen to what's said about you in the Bible now, we pray. Amen. Well, Christmas can be quite embarrassing, can't it? Christmas can be quite embarrassing. And it can be quite embarrassing because people do some embarrassing things, don't they, at Christmas. So you're all trying to watch the sort of Christmas Day or Boxing Day film, and your grandfather is in the armchair snoring very, very loudly. And that is embarrassing. Or you've watched the Queen's speech, and at the end the national anthem plays, and your great aunt insists that you all stand up in your own living room in honour of the Queen as the national anthem is played. Or your dad, he wears that sort of Christmas jumper that, to be honest, should never have been made, and insists on wearing it for at least a week or so. Sure, we've all been embarrassed by our families at some stage over the last few days. I'm quite tempted to ask you how, of course, but I don't think this may be the occasion to find out how they've embarrassed you, especially because some people are pointing out that they're sitting next to them already. Christmas can be embarrassing because of the things people do, can't it? But Christmas can also be embarrassing, I'm sure we've also found out, because of the things that people give each other. So your godfather gives you exactly the same thing as he gave you last Christmas, and the Christmas before that, and the Christmas before that. Your mother-in-law, for some reason, thought it was a really good idea to buy you some underwear. And your friend gives you the very same present that you gave them 5 years ago, wrapped up as if it were new. I'm sure we've all received embarrassing Christmas presents at some stage over the years. Again, I'm quite tempted to ask you what embarrassing presents you've received, but we'll hold back just in case the person who gave you it is sitting around your coffee table. It is worth as well noticing, though, that it's not just Christmas today that's embarrassing. The very first Christmas was quite embarrassing in some ways too. So you want to look down at your Bibles and you want to find verse 11. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11. Where we read these words. On coming to the house, they, that's the wise men or magi, saw the child, that's Jesus, with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. It's worth us noticing that, first of all, those wise men or magi, they did something quite embarrassing, didn't they? They saw a baby and they bowed down and worshipped a baby. Now that is embarrassing, isn't it? I mean, what do people normally do when they meet a baby for the first time? What do people normally do when they meet a baby for the first time? Just think about the first time you've seen somebody meet a baby. What do? Well, it's sort of normal behaviour, isn't it, to make some funny noises for some reason. You sort of coo and gurgle at this little figure sort of in front of you. Or you pull a funny face, as some description, thinking that will welcome it into the world. Or you pick up a baby and you give it a nice cuddle and you try not to drop it. But these wise men, they meet the baby Jesus for the first time and they don't make a funny noise. They don't pull a funny face. They don't pick him up and give him a cuddle. No, they bow down and they worship him. They treat this little baby as if he were a king or as if he were God. That is really embarrassing, isn't it? It's really embarrassing for them to behave in that way. But these guys were not stupid, were they? No, we're told that they were wise men, magi. Wise men who travelled a really long way in search of a newborn king. Wise men who were following a star that moved and then stayed just over the place where this baby was. Wise men who found out that this baby was going to be born in a place called Bethlehem, which is where they now were. And so their actions when they finally found this baby might seem to be embarrassing, but actually they were entirely right. Entirely right, entirely what they should have done in those circumstances. I want us to all just imagine for a moment that the Queen of England is walking through that door at the back. Queen Elizabeth herself walking in on a visit to Redmaids on the 27th of December 2009. What would I do if she did walk in? Well, I would rightly stand up here and bow, because she's our Queen. That's what you do when you see the Queen. You bow. And so when those wise men walked into that room where the baby Jesus was, they rightly bowed, because he's the king. He's not a normal baby you can just get away with putting funny faces at. No, he's God's king who had come to be worshipped. Verse 11 clearly tells us, doesn't it, that Jesus is a king that it's right to worship. The wise men might have seemed just to be a little bit embarrassing at first, but actually, they got it exactly right. They got it exactly right. Okay, so their behaviour wasn't embarrassing. But surely the presents they bought were just a little bit embarrassing, even if their behaviour wasn't it. I mean, what do you normally buy for a baby? Just think for a moment about what you might normally buy for a baby as a present, perhaps when it's born, or for its first birthday or Christmas. I think normal suggestions would be something like this. You'd perhaps go for a nice baby grow, like this one stolen off my nephew yesterday. Or you might go for a rattle of some sort. That would be an appropriate baby present, wouldn't it? Or you'd go for one of these sort of baby books. That would be a good present to buy at a small child's. Those would be things that wouldn't embarrass you if you gave them to a small child. But just look down at verse 11 and look again at what these wise men thought were good things to buy a baby. They thought it would be a good idea to buy him gold to make a crown out of. They thought it was a really sensible idea to buy him sort of frankincense, which is sort of like buying a baby perfume or a bit of aftershave. they thought it was a good idea to get him some myrrh, which was something that you used right at the end of your life. When you died, it was put on your body. And so what they did was rather like going to a newborn baby today and sort of giving them a diary. You know, I've got a little nephew. If I'd given him a diary for Christmas, it would have been a bit embarrassing, wouldn't it? To give him a diary for the working year ahead. Or if I'd sort of thought that the best thing for him at a young age was a bit of Ralph Lauren aftershave. That would be a little bit embarrassing, wouldn't it? But that seems to be the equivalent of what these wise men were doing. Or it would be like me buying my little nephew a walking stick. You know, age 1.5, I said, what you'll need is a walking stick. That'll be a really useful present. That would be embarrassing, wouldn't it? To buy a young child something he would only need at the end of his life. But that's what the wise men bought this young baby. Some really embarrassing gifts. But these wise men weren't stupid, were they? They weren't called the stupid men. No, they were called the wise men. Wise men who somehow knew a lot about this young baby. That he was a king who deserved a golden crown. But he was also a king who had come to die. A king whose body, whose dead body, would need myrrh to be put on it, to be poured over it, soon after he was crucified and killed on a cross. And so at the first sight, their presence seemed a little embarrassing, a little inappropriate. They were actually exactly right. Exactly the right presence for a king who had come. A king who had come to die. You see, the best presents are the presents we really need, aren't they? I'm sure one of the best sounds any of us can hear as we hand over a present to somebody and they open it up are those words, that is just what I needed. That is just what I needed. Brings a smile to our face, doesn't it? When we hand over a present, then that's what somebody says to us in return. Well, gold and frankincense and myrrh were just what the baby Jesus needed. Because he is God's king. God's king come to earth to die. Not a normal baby who you could just give a rattle to. And so verse 11 tells us that Jesus wasn't just a king who'd come to be worshipped. He was also her king who had come to die. The wise men got him the right presents after all. They hadn't embarrassed themselves. They did what it was right to do. And that's why it's not embarrassing for us to meet here 2,000 years after Jesus' birth and worship a baby and worship the baby Jesus still. To give him the present of our hearts. To give him the present of our lives. Because the baby Jesus was and the baby Jesus is God's king. Who deserves your worship and my worship. God's king who came to die for you and for me. To pay the price for all those truly embarrassing things that we have done. All the things that we have done to muck up our relationship with the God who made us. So shall we thank him for coming to earth now as we pray? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you that you are God's King. God's King who came to die. God's King who came to die for us. Help us to worship you. With our whole lives as a result. Amen.